Today, Shir Mishabri Yami Yasim and Taflam and Test. Up to Din Misha Badak, the Lomotza Mispar Kikara Yishahiniyah. These are halachas of one who searched and did not find the number of pieces of chametz that he left over. So, in this siman, the Shulchan Aruch is going to deal with different cases in which a person checked his house for chametz, but then he had a suffix as to whether new chametz was brought into the house. The Shulchan Aruch will clarify whether the person has to do a new bedikah. So now, we're starting Sif Aleph, and we have to give a little bit of an introduction. The following Sif deals with a case where some chametz, a loaf, was brought into the house from one of several piles. And of these piles, rove consisted of matzah, the majority consisted of matzah, and the minority, the rove was matzah, and the minority was chametz. So now, in order to understand the Sif, we have to basically know and understand the laws of rove, which is we follow the rove, follow the majority. Now, generally, when we have a suffix in halacha, we follow rove. A classic example of this is Gemara and Pesachim, Daf Tes Amud Beis, is where a town had 10 meat stores, 9 of them selling kosher meat, and 1 selling non-kosher meat. If one finds a piece of meat on the street, the meat, we say, is kosher because we assume that it came from the rove of stores which sell kosher meat. However, there's an important exception to this rule. If a person bought a piece of meat from one of the 10 stores, but did not know which store he was purchasing from, then we don't follow rov, and the meat is usser. This is based on a principle called kol kavua kemechza al mechza damya, which means that anything in its set place is considered to be basic, equal suffik, and not a rov. Since the person took the meat from the store, which is the meat's set place, it's considered kavua, and the laws, the halachas of rov, do not apply. When it comes out, and you find it after it came out, that's what's called kol deparish meruba parish. As we're going to see, that this is, again, kavua is unlike the first case mentioned, where the meat was found in the street. In that case, the meat was not in its set place, since it already left the store, and therefore we follow the rove. This is known as kol deparish meruba parish. Anything that separates from the kavua and goes out is assumed to have separated from the rove, and we follow the rove. Now, just to give a full picture, there's another type of rove that is known as bittul barov, which is where there's a nullification of the minority by the majority. This refers to a case of a rove where permitted and usser items, where mutter and heter and isser, are mixed together. For example, kosher pieces of meat are mixed with non-kosher pieces of meat, and the kosher pieces are in the majority. In such a case, that the minority there becomes batel and assumes the law, the halachas of the rove. In the above example, the non-kosher pieces are batel by the kosher pieces, nullified by it. And now everything is considered to be kosher. This is very different than the case where something separates from a majority. There, we assume that the item is from the majority, not that the minority becomes batel and nullified. So here we're talking about defining what an item is. Did it come from the rove? Did it come from the majority? And that we say, called the parish, meruba parish. Not that there's any bittel going on. There's no nullification going on. This is determining, what is this piece? Is this piece kosher or treif? And we're either going to say, follow the rove, or we're going to say, no, kol kavua kemechza mechza, depending on whether it's kavua or parish. Bittel has to do when the items get mixed up. That's a different halacha. That's where the minority becomes batel to the majority, where there's the rove and the miyut. And the rove is mevatel, the miyut, the smaller amount. That's not this issue of kol deparish and kol kavua. Okay, so now let's begin. Here we go. Sif aleph. Tisha tzigurin shel matzah. If you have 9 piles of matzah, ve'echad shel chametz, 1 pile of chametz. And guess what comes? Uba akbar. And a mouse came, and natal v'loyadanu in natal chametz or natal matzah. A mouse came and took from one of the piles, and we do not know if it took chametz or if it took matzah. And then it entered into a house that was already had a bedika. So what's the lacha? You have to go ahead again and do another bedika. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan aleph. Uba akbar natal. Hatam. What's the reason that he has to search the house again? The reason is, he says, shekol kavua kemetzal matzadam. The reason is that anything, as we said, in its set place, is viewed as a suffix, a regular suffix. We don't follow the rove. Even though most of the piles are not chametz, We don't follow the rove because the mouse took the loaf from its set place, namely the piles. Therefore, this is considered a situation of kavua, where we do not view the situation as a rove, a majority, but as an equal suffix. Based on this, we must now be concerned that a loaf of chametz was brought into the house, and you have to recheck the house, because this is now a regular suffix. B'davka shenotel la'akra b'faneinu mimakar b'kviyas. And he says, this is only if the mouse took it in our presence from its set place. The netala ha'akvar shalo bifanenu, havedino kilu perash shalo bifanenu. The arena called the parish, maru parish. Now he's in the biggest side. He says, if the mouse took it not in our presence, then the halacha would be as if it separated from its set place, not in our presence, where we say that anything that separates is assumed to have separated from the rove. Called the parish, meruba parish. Again, Mishnah Berurah here is giving us the guiding principle by which we define whether any given situation is subject to the law of kavua or parish. Because even in the case of kavua, the item is no longer in its set place. For example, even when the mouse took the loaf from the piles in our presence, the loaf is no longer in the piles. So the reason he's saying something is considered kavua is because we became aware of the suffix when the loaf was still in its place. And what determines whether the situation is kavua uparish, or parish, is based on what was happening when the suffix was created. This is what's called as the latest ha-suffix. When the birth of the suffix, the doubt occurred, that's when we determine whether something is kavua or not. So if the mouse took the loaf from the piles not in our presence, so this is not considered kavua, as the Mishnah Berurah explains. This is because we became aware of the doubt only after the loaf left its set place. This is what the Mishnah Berurah has basically spelled out. And that's why it says, the mouse took it, not in our presence. So the lacha would be as if it separated from its set place, from it was parish, okay, and not in our presence. And we say, called the parish, we parish. Meaning, what he's saying is that even though we know that he took it out from the pile, we only found out about it afterwards. We didn't see it happen. It wasn't in our presence. And therefore, it's basically going to be similar in halacha, Mishnah Berurah is saying here, to what we're going to see in the end of the sif, where the loaf first left its initial place, and then the mouse took it from there. So there, it's clear. We apply the principle of rove, because that's a clear case of parish. Mishnah Berurah here is saying that our case, we also consider the loaf to have left its place, because even though we know the mouse took it from its set place, since we did not witness the mouse taking the loaf from its set place, it's considered like parish. Okay, I hope that's clear. Let's now move on here. Sif Katan Beis. So we said he has to go ahead and do the Bedika again, because since we're talking here where the mouse took from one of the piles in a Kavua situation, and we say called Kavua, so he has to do another Bedika. Comes the Mishnah Berurah here and explains, Sarach Lachzur Lavako, in the Stam HaMechaber, Mashved Afilu Kvar Bitel HaChametz. Now, the Shulchan Aruch here doesn't qualify his statement. And therefore, the implication here is that even if he had already did a bittel, in which case the suhavi bedika midarabanan, it's interesting. He's saying it seems to be even if it was bittel, in which case the chiyuv now for bedika is only midarabanan. Nevertheless, afilu achi lo amin b'zeh sfeik rabban l'kula. For some reason, we don't say sfeik rabban l'kula, because l'chayra, if we say this is kol kavua kemech sam mesudam, that means the sfeik. But if there was no bittel, so then we could say, oh, safek reis l'chumra. But l'chayra, if it was bittel, and then bedikas chametz is only the rabbanim when it's bittel, so we should say, you shouldn't need to do a bedika because safek rabbanim l'kula. So what's the reason? Again, this is all based on the sugis there and the rishonim. He says, v'atam l'zeh, what's the reason for this? He says, the biggest site. He says, we don't say here that, in this case, the principle of safek the rabbanim l'kula. Why? The reason for this is that Chazal's original takana, to search for chametz, that itself was based on safek. So the whole takana, the rabbanan itself, was to do a bedika when you have a safek, and therefore we don't say safek rabbanan l'kula here. Again, this is all based on the sugya and Mishonim, the big machlekesim in the sugyas, but this is how we paskin. And therefore comes now the Mishnah Berurah. And he ends up, therefore, they were machmir with a doubt in connection with this bedika more than with other sveikos de Rabbanan, and that's the principle. We continue weiter in the Ramah. Miu, he says. The Ramah. Miu. Comes the Ramah now and he says, if this loaf, again, we don't know what this loaf is. Is this loaf chametz or is this loaf matzah? It's interesting. You know, it seems to be a good raya for teimani matzah because it all looks the same. Matzah, chametz, all the same types of loaf. Just, you know, one happens to be matzah and one happens to be chametz, like, you know, different types of pitas. Anyway, but so now you have a situation where this loaf is small enough that the mouse could eat it. So he says we could be makel here that the mouse ate it, and then he will not have to do a bedika. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Talina lahakel gimel, could be makel. The havi sveik sveika. This is because we have what's called a sveik sveika. What's the sveik sveika? This double doubt. So a suffik of a suffik. So just to give a little intro, if you don't know what sveik sveika is, a sveik sveika is a situation where there are two doubts, and therefore, there are two possibilities supporting one side of the doubt. So, in our case, there's two possibilities that chametz was not brought into the house. Let's see, he's going to spell it out. Davi sveik sveika. Shema natal matzah. Maybe the mouse took matzah. Ve'im tirta loymar chametz. And even if you will say, it took chametz, shema achlo. Perhaps it ate the chametz. This is what's called a classic sveik sveika. Sveik sveika lahakel. Maybe it took matzah. That's one something. And even if we say he took chametz, then maybe the mouse ate the chametz. And therefore, ain't tzarech lachzor l'bdok, habayis, afim lo imadayin lo bitlo. And he says, and here, he does not need to search the house again, even if, sounds like according to the Ramah, even if he has not yet did any what? Any bitl at all. Meaning, even if it's a pure doraisa, sveik sveika lahakal. V'yesh deos b'achronim, im gam ha-mechaber mudu l'zelo. And there are different opinions in the achronim, whether the mechaber agrees to this. Uladina yesh lismoch al achras haramah. Halach lemaisi, you can follow the Ramah. Ubi pratus kishad bitlo. And especially if there was a bitl, because in this situation, the obligation to do the bedikas chametz is only with the Rabbanon. So then for sure, you could rely on this makel opinion of the Ramah. And the truth is, even if one has not yet done any bittul, he can now do bittul. And that will solve the problem. Again, assuming he can still do bittul, it's still time where he can do bittul. So then he'll just go do bittul, and that will for sure make it okay. Now, but again, he's saying pashtus even without the bittul. He can rely on the Ramah. Then he goes on and he says that the Pri Begadim writes the lechatchila, it's definitely proper to go ahead and do the bittul, of course, and not rely on the sveik sveika by itself, because the Pri Megadim writes that even the Ramah himself would agree that one should do a bittul. This is because where it's easy to avoid a safik daraisa, one should do so, and once a person did a bittul, the chametz is no longer a question of a daraisa, it's no longer a safik daraisa. Of course, you should put yourself in the safik rabbanan scenario if you can. Then we move on in the Shulchan Aruch. So, we said, tzarech lachzor levadko, in a situation where there were nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz. The mouse came and took from one of the piles. And we don't know if it took chametz or if it took matzah. And then it entered a searched house. You have to do another bedika. Why continue the Shulchan Aruch? Shekol ha-kavua, as we said, kemechza al-mechza damya. This is because, this is, as we've been saying, kol kavua is kemechza al-mechza damya, that anything in its set place, when the suffix arises in its set place, in its kavua, we go ahead and view it in halacha as if it is a mechza al-mechza, a pure suffix. We don't go with the rogue. Sifkat and Dalit, Shekol Kavua, Bechule, Vimnis Arvu, Atziburim Zebezeh, Su Lo Mikri Kavua. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, but if the piles become mixed together, or they were mixed together, and the mouse took a loaf from there, Tu Lo Mikri Kavua. It is no longer considered to be Kavua in a set place. Why? Kevan She'eno Omeid, HaChametz Bifnei Atzmo. Because since the Chametz does not stand by itself, we do not apply the principles of kol kavua kemechza al mechza damya, and no bedik is going to be necessary. Now, what's the reason for this? So the different approaches, again, and the simple understanding of this halacha is that since the items are mixed together, then, as we said in the introduction, we have a situation of bittul, because the items are mixed together. We don't know which is which. And then we have the principle of bittul barov. Bittul barov will preclude the laws of kavua, since the entire mixture assumes the status of the rov, the majority, and the whole thing becomes completely permitted. And therefore, what's being taken is viewed as matzah, as non-chametz. So now the Shulchan Aruch continues. Now we come to the case of harish, of perash. In perash, perish, perish. Hakikar min klein kviyaso, nutalo ha'akva misham. But if the loaf left its initial set place, and nutalo ha'akva misham, and then the mouse took it from there, so then ain't sarach lachzer b'livdok. He does not need to search again. He doesn't have to do another bedika, because as we said, called the parish, meruba parish. This is the principle of that if anything separates away from the kabua, it is assumed to have separated from the rove, from the majority. And since we have a majority here, a rove of matzah, no bedika will be necessary. Look at this sipkat and hey, then perish hakikar b'chule dafke kishlo perish lefareinu. He's saying this is specifically if it didn't leave in front of us. Because if it left in front of us, then we go back the other direction. That's kavua. Because if you see the mouse take it, or it gets taken out in front of us, and then the mouse takes it, so then that's, once again, no lot of suffix. The suffix was created, the makom kavias, the makom kavua. Because once we see the loaf leaving its original place, then it can no longer be viewed as parish anymore. It's going to be kavua. Sifat and vav. But assuming it the mouse takes it after it's already out of the piles, so then we say meruba parish. He says here now that you can only rely on this psak with regard to not having to do a bedika again, even if there was no bittel. Alright, that's afilo bittel. He says this is all okay to rely on this rove with respect to not having to do the bedika. And again, you don't have to do the bedika even if there was no bittel, because we say we follow the rove. But you're not going to be able to eat this on Pesach. Why? Because when it comes to achila, we don't follow rov when it comes to the iser achila by chametz. The king kasav b'chak Yosef. Now the truth is, this is a shtickel chiddush here in the Mishnah Brura, because the actual halacha that we're talking about when we say we don't follow rov when it comes to the iser achila, that's really in the principle of bittul barov. We don't apply bittul barov. We don't apply the principle of bittul barov to the iser achila. But whether we go basar rov in the case of parish, so Mishnah Brura says it's the same exact thing. However, the prima gadim actually is chaylek and holds that one is permitted to eat the loaf based on the law, on the lachas of rov, because Chazal's chumra applies only to bittul barov and not where something is assumed to have separated from the majority. Mr. Brura is quoting the Chak Yosef here, but again, the Prima Gadim is chaylek in saying you only have to be machmir by bittul barov b'achila, but you could follow the rov of kol parish when it comes even to the iser achila. Sif beis shnei tziburim. So this sif is going to discuss, the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss four other situations of safek in which a house has been searched for chametz and chametz subsequently enters or may have entered the house. Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin regarding all of these situations that a new bedikas chametz is not required, but the Ramah is going to point out that other poskim disagree, and the Mishnah Brura will explain even more in detail what circumstances, under what conditions the circumstances, under what circumstances, if you will, the kula of the Shulchan Aruch applies, and in which cases the Ramah is machmir. So we're going to see this dealt with very thoroughly here in the Mishnah Brura. Let's see first the Shulchan Aruch. Shnei tziburim, echad shel chametz ve'echad shel matzah. U shnei batim, echad baduk ve'echad she'eno baduk. Ubo shnei achbarim zeh natal chametz ve'zeh natal matzah. So we have a case here where there were two piles of loaves, one of chametz and one of matzah, and two houses. One was searched and one unsearched. Again, they're all gemaras. And then two mice came. Two mice came, and one took a loaf of chametz, and the other took a loaf of matzah. And again, each mouse entered one of the two houses, and we don't know which house the one who took the chametz entered. So again, the case is, we got two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah, two houses, one was buzzed, one was not buzzed. Two mice came. One took a loaf of chametz. The other took a loaf of matzah. Each mouse entered one of the two houses. And we all know which house the one who took the chametz entered. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan zayin. Ve'en yadua ze shenata chametz. And it's not known which house the one who took the chametz entered. So Mishnah Berurah spells it out. And he says, my yikish abitla. First of all, we're talking about where there was bitla. And therefore, we only have is a subject of bun. Therefore, he's not going to need to go ahead and do a bedikah as we're going to end up. But according to Ramah, la'el, zif aleph, naga, sheitik, das, atur, who are then bin yanenu? According to the opinion of the Ramah, but we saw it in zif aleph, who quoted the opinion of the tour, so the psak here applies similarly to our case, that once again, if the loaf was small, ima kikar katan, sheyachal, akvar, la'achlo, then, if the loaf was small enough that the mouse could eat it, then even if he had not been mevatel chametz, he does not need to search again. Let's see now what's going on over here. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about where. So again, what's going on over here is that you have a situation where you don't know which house the chametz went into and which house the matzah went into. Did it go into the bayis baduk? Which one went into the bayis baduk? Which one went into the bayis eino baduk? So here, interestingly, we say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, as we're going to see at the end, that you can be mekel because it's a safek d'rabbanan. Now, why don't we say that, by b'dikas chametz, like we said in Sif Aleph, even by a safek d'rabbanan, you have to be machmir? So here, the Achronim get into multiple different chilukim and differences when we say, by b'dikas chametz, safek d'rabbanan l'kula, and when we say, we view this as the regular suffix that always exists by Bedikas Chametz, and even though it's the Rabbanan, you have to go ahead and do a Bedika. So we can't get into this now, this is a heavy-duty Ian Shear, but that's the basic Yisoid. So the Shulchan Aruch, of course, is Mekel here, but he's Mekel only if a Biddle was done. And once again, the Mishabura points out that the Ramah, we could apply what the Ramah said in Sif Aleph, that in the case of a Sveik Sveika, even when the suffix is still Doraisa and there was no Biddle, you can be Mekel. So then the Shulchan Aruch continues on, similarly with another case. He says, similarly, v'chein shnei batim bedukim v'tzibor echad shel chametz uba achbar b'natal. There were two baduk houses and one pile of chametz, and a mouse came and took one of the loaves and entered one of the houses. And yadu aleizah bayis nichnas. And we don't know which house it went into. So you have here two baduk houses, one pile of vadei chametz. Mouse came and took one of the loaves, but only entered one of the houses. We don't know which house it entered. Or, Osha Yadad Shinichnas Lechameim, or he knew the mouse entered one of the houses. The Nichnas Acharabu Badak Lo Matzaklum. And he entered the house after it and searched the house, but did not find anything. Or, Shabadak Tzasme Abayas, Umatza Kikar, Ein Sarach Lazor Lidok. Or he searched part of the house and found a loaf of Chametz. In all these cases, Ein Sarach Lazor Lidok. So let's spell out these last three cases. And Ramah says this is Kachem Dibrei Rambam. Aval Maskanas HaPoskim, in okay. He said this is the wording of the Rambam, but the bottom line sack of the Poskim, he says, Ramah is not like this. So what are these three cases? Let's see these last three cases. So first case we said was where there were two searched houses, one pile of chametz loaves, mouse came, took one of the loaves, entered one of the houses, and it's not known which house it entered. And again, Shulchan Aruch is Mekel here. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Sif katan ches, ve'en yadu aleizah bayis nichnas. Vafilu in bo shneim l'shol b'vazachat. He says, even if both homeowners came to inquire simultaneously, what do we tell each of them? Aminu l'kol echad ein tzarech after l'dok. We tell it to each of them, and they don't have to go ahead and do another bedika. Why? Du m'minu l'kol echad eches goso shahaya badok. This is because we establish each of the houses on its chazaka that it was badok. Once again, and we're talking once again where there was a bitl, and then it is only a derabanan suffix. And it's going to be with regard to this halacha. The maskana of the poskim is not this way. Here, Ramah says that the poskim, when Ramah says enokain, he's saying even if there was bitl, it's not going to help. Unless they each ask the shailas separately, but not simultaneously. Why? They came with vaday nichnas a chametz, the base echad man. since for sure chametz entered one of the houses, how can they go ahead and be matir in one shaila both houses from having a bedika? Can they ask the shaila together? They're going to have to go, both of them are going to have to go ahead and now do another bedika. That's machlokes Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says, even if the shaila was asked b'bas achas, the Ramah says, no, only if it was b'zeh achazeh. Again, the case in question was where there were two badik houses, one pile of chametz, the mouse came, took one of the loaves, entered one of the houses, and we didn't know which house it entered. So each homeowner has a shaila. And yes, that's where the machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, whether the kula is only when they ask the shaila, or even b'vasachas. But again, the kulas are only based on a situation where there was bittul done, and the shaila is only now a suffik derabbanan. Now, what's the next case? The next case is where he knew the mouse entered one of the houses, and he entered the house after it, searched the house, but did not find anything. So here comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tes, who badak below matzaklum, v'salka daitel shetorech l'chapeis kama pamim shemayim tse'enem, v'ayim b'tor d'zehu afilu below bittul, v'ayinu d'talian sha'akvar achlo. So comes the Mishnah Berurah here and explains that in this case, one could have thought that he would be required to search a number of times, because perhaps the chametz may be found. So you see the Torah who says that this applies even if there was no bittul, because we assume that the mouse ate the chametz. Why the chilukim here? Because again, in this case, it's known which house the mouse entered. And that house certainly requires another bedika. The owner then went ahead and did another bedika, but he didn't find any chametz brought into it. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he doesn't need to go ahead and do another bedika. And basically, you might have thought he would be required to do a number of bedikos. Of course, he says, perhaps the chametz would be found. Since we knew that the chametz was brought in there, perhaps we must assume that the Baal HaBayis did not check well enough. And he has to continue checking until he finds it. So the Shulchan Aruch teaches, no, this is not the case. And the Shulchan Aruch explains the reason. Because the bottom line is, we assume that the mouse ate the chametz. And the Torah said that this applies even if there was no bittul to the chametz. We could assume that after the bedika, the mouse must have eaten the chametz. Finally, the last case before the Ramah goes and brings how the paiskim is ain't okay. The last case the Shulchan Aruch brings is where he searched part of the house and found a loaf of chametz. What's going on here? So he says, what does this mean? What does this all mean? Otzalomar, the lower meaning is a kikar efsha shu acher b'tzarech l'vdok kol habayis. We don't say that this loaf might be a different one, and really he has to go ahead and do a bedika of the whole house. V'deyazu eino mechalekes bein bittul lo bittul. And this opinion does not differentiate, again, between whether he did a bittul or didn't do a bittul. In all cases, we could assume the v'chol gavni kalina l'hakel, we can always be mekel. V'atur cholek usvirle, and the Torah is cholek and holds, the lo mekelina lomar shezeu hakikah she'etnasa akbar, ela bebittul shehu sfeked rabban. The Torah disagrees, and he's of the opinion that we cannot be mekel and say the loaf he found is the loaf the mouse brought in, unless he has been mevatel the chametz, as then it is a what? Then it is a sveka derabbanan. Ava below bittel, tzarech livdok kol habayis dafka. But if he did not do a bittel of the chametz, he must search the whole house. This is the opinion of the tour, and this, once again, Zehu Nichlal, the Mashasi and Ramah, this is included in the last statement of the Ramah, Aval Maskanas HaPoskim Einokain. When Ramah says at the end, the Maskanas HaPoskim Einokain, he's including now the tour, Kenega, this last halacha. Veda, and you should know, the Kol Mashak Asad B'Siv Zeh, the Lo Mekilinan Ela Kishabital, and you should know, everything that we said in this sif that we're not Mekil, unless there was a Bittel, Imu Adayin Kodim Sheish Shavs. Af Shalom Bittel Adayin, realize that Halacha l'maisa, if it's still before 6 hours on the 14th, 6 hours into the day, so then even if he didn't do bittul, guess what he could do? Yochal levadli, he can still do bittul. Vein tzarech lachzor l'dok, he wouldn't have to go in and do another bedika. Sivkot and Yidalf, the Ramah says about maskanas haposkin ain't okay. The maskanas haposkin not this way, and he says the fimash is bar el ena Ramah cholek ella al din ze acharon val din the tzibur echad shel chametz veena yedua leiza bayis nichnas. He says, based on what we said before, the Ramah is only cholek on two cases here. The last case, which we just said, is the Torah we just mentioned in Sifkat and Yud, and also on the case of Tzibur Echad Shal Chametz Ve'ena Yedua Le'ezer Bayis Nichnas, the case also where a mouse took from one pile of Chametz and is not known which house it entered. This was the second case of the Shulchan Aruch above, in which the Shulchan Aruch paskin that the Baal HaBatim, if you remember, are not required to recheck, even if they came to ask at the same time. And we said back then that the Rama disagrees and holds that both owners must do another bedika in this case when they ask the Shaila in the same time. But the Rama, bottom line, what he's really saying in the Mishnah Berurah is that the Rama agrees that the person does not have to recheck in the first case of the Shulchan Aruch, where we did not know if the mouse brought the chametz to the checked house or the unchecked house. And in the third case, the Shulchan Aruch, where we know that the mouse brought chametz into the house, but he then checked the entire house and did not find any chametz. In that case, the Rama agrees as well. Sif Gimel. Hiniach tisha kikarais chametz u'matza asara. Sarach livdok achar kol hatisha. If one left over 9 loaves of chametz and later finds 10, he has to do a bedika for all 9 loaves. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan yudveis, sarach livdok, darminan hani achvini. Because we say that these are other loaves that another person brought here. Sheish acher heviim kan, that another person brought here. Kevan she'ein makiran, since he does not recognize them. V'hanach tisha she'niach, and the 9 loaves he left over, chubos gradum, v'tzarach livdok achareim. The 9 loaves he left over, those were dragged away by weasels. Therefore, sarach livdok achareim, v'afilu bitel mikodem. He has to go ahead and do a bedikah for them, even if he did a bitel, even if he nullified the chametz previously. So what's going on here is, we did not simply say that some stranger added 1 extra loaf to the original 9 loaves, and no further bedikah is required, because the original 9 loaves are still accounted for. No, we assume that all the original loaves were removed from where the owner left them, and were placed somewhere else in the house, and the stranger brought in 10 new loaves, and put them in the location of the old loaves. Therefore, the owner of the house has to do another bedika in order to find the 9 original loaves. And the reason we assume this is, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain, because he does not recognize the loaves that were found. That's the so Kevan Shein Makira. And he found a different amount of loaves than when he left over originally. It is therefore likely that the original loaves were taken away and a new set of loaves were brought in. Again, the case here being discussed is where the person cannot tell whether the loaves that were found were the ones he left over. But if he does recognize them, then obviously these loaves are the original ones and there's no need for a new bedika. Let's continue on. So the Shulchan Aruch continues on. B'chein meniach asara u'matza tisha, sarach livdok achar kol asara, shanu omrim asheniach nital ve'elu acherim hein. So similarly, he says, if he left over 10 loaves and finds 9, he must search for all 10. And this is because we say that the ones he left over, as we said before, have been taken, and these that he found now are different ones. Sifkatan Yudimel, Mashahiniach Nital. The ones that he left over have been taken, and these that he found now are different ones. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Gamze Afilu Bitel Nikodem. This too is even where he did a bitel previously. In this case too, he found a different number of loaves than what he left originally, 9 instead of 10, and therefore we assume that the original 10 loaves were taken away, and the 9 he found are new ones, and he must search for the original 10. This applies even if he did a bitel, because it is considered like a vadai, that the original loaves were taken away and are somewhere in the house. Shulchan Aruch is going to soon bring an opinion, that of the Torah, who holds that this halacha applies only where the loaves were tied together. However, the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, which is the Rambam, doesn't differentiate between where the loaves were tied together or where they were loose. Even if they were loose, we assume that the original 10 loaves were removed and he must check for those loaves. And that's what we're going to see coming up right now. But some say, Yesh Omrim. The Hayim Yidi B'Kshurim Yachad. Aval in Einam K'Shurim Yachad, Ein Tzarech Lidok Ela Achar Echad. So here is this other Yesh Omrim that we just mentioned. Some say this is true only if the loaves were tied together, but if they were not tied together, he doesn't need to do a bedika for all of them. Right? He doesn't need to do a bedika for all of them, only for the one missing loaf. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes. Vav Bikshurim Yachan, the Vaday, this opinion says they have to be, it's only when they were tied together. The Vaday meet Shalakacham, Lakacham Kulam, Mishem Akhtanim, O Akbar, Bechuda Lakachum, Bitzarach Bechareim, Bahani Achrinim. Because then, certainly, when they're tied together, the one who took them took all of them, and that's when we have to be concerned that perhaps children or a mouse or a weasel took them, and he's required to search for them. The loaves that were found, however, are assumed to be different ones. Sifkam Kazayin Ein Tzarech Lidok, V'chein Pasku HaAchronim. He says this is also the psak of the Achronim that if they were not tied together, he does not need to search for all of them, only for the one missing loaf. Again, this is the psak of the Achronim. Continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah, so this opinion said, so when they're not tied together, he doesn't have to search for all of them, only for the one missing loaf. Tzivkatam Yedzayin, Ela Acher Ha'echad, De'amrinan, Ela Acher Ha'echad, De'amrinan Shirak, Echad Nital, V'acherin Nisharu Bekom. This opinion holds, because we say that only one was taken, and the rest were left in their place. V'nirat Ein Lahakal B'zeh, Ella Keshavitel, Oshiyesh Shahus Adayin Levetel. It appears that one should not be negel in this matter unless he has performed bittel, or where there is still time to perform bittel. And then he goes on, Uviniach Tisha Umatza Asara, but in the case where he left 9 loaves and then found 10, then there is no difference. Ein nafkamina bein sheniach hatisha mekusha umatza ata asara mekusharin or sheniach mefradin umatza echad nosaf alayan. It says in the case where he left 9 loaves and then found 10, then there's no difference if he left the 9 tied together and now finds 10 tied together, or if he left them separate and finds one additional loaf, umatza echad nosaf alayan, or sheniach mefradin umatza echad nosaf alayan. Because in all circumstances, in this case, he has to do a bedika for all 9 loaves he left over originally. The truth is, I skipped Sifkat and Yedalid, and that's what he's reiterating. If you look at Sifkat and Yedalid, he says, so here in Tezvav, he's just reiterating the point he made in Yedalid, that the negel opinion of the Torah disagrees only in the case where he left 10 and found 9, not where he left 9 and found 10. In the latter case, one has to be machmir and check for all the loaves, even where the loaves were not tied together. Sif Dalid. Hiniach chametz b'zavis zu, u'matzo b'zavis acheres, sarach lachzor v'livdok. If one left over chametz in one corner of his house and finds it in another corner, he has to do another bedika. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yudches, sarach lachzor v'livdok es habayis kulo, t'shemes shema chametz acheru. Because maybe he has to go do another bedika of the whole house because we're concerned that perhaps this is different chametz. And perhaps the first chametz was taken by a child or mouse and put elsewhere. He says the consensus of the Achronim, though, is that if he has already did a bittel of the chametz, or if there's still time to do bittel of the chametz, he does not need to search again. The reason is that since the bedika is only with Rabbanan, we can be makel that this is the chametz he left over originally. This siman was obviously very complex. There's a lot that I could not get into. A lot of heavy-duty stuff here. But we tried to give a little extra. But for the rest, as I always say, Ian Shear.